Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Saturday, June the 5th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Hundreds are feared dead and thousands are homeless after heavy rains pummeled the island of Hispaniola, home to the countries of the Dominican Republic and Haiti. World Vision's Kevin Cook is in Haiti and says the death toll is estimated at over 2,000. Cook says World Vision was adversely affected.
The vehicle lost control on the road and we lost one of our staff in an accident in the Dominican Republic. We learned that about 30 sponsored children were lost in the flooding in and around the town of Jemani.
Cook says while World Vision's primary goal right now is providing physical aid, spiritual aid is also part of it.
This is part of our ministry to the most oppressed and poor people of the world, and we believe that we can show God's love to them. And there are many opportunities to share our faith with people, particularly during difficult times.
And Hugo Ministries is encouraging North American churches to get involved in a program that will change the lives of their young people. Hugo's Wayne Freeland says after the teens go through a training program, they're assigned to minister at a local Mexican church. It's a chance for the teens to then experience their faith for themselves.
When we take young people who are struggling from our own culture here, and they're trying to determine what their values really are, when they go to Mexico and they return, they are on fire with the experience that they've had of God answering their prayers and using them in ministry to experience their faith for themselves.
Typically 12 to 15 people make professions of faith. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Your financial support can make Mission Network News possible in Romanian and Russian. Go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the support button and you can help mobilize Christians in these countries for missions at home and abroad. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.